Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe.
2,000 years ago, the children of Israel were oppressed and persecuted by the Roman Empire. They had lost their independence. They were struggling to keep what remained of their national identity as God's people. And the Romans had just been brutal to them. But there was a man that was going from town to town, a prophet, a teacher, some called him. And everyone was talking about him. Could this be the leader that they had been waiting for? Could this be the leader that they were praying for? Could he save the nation? Could he be the one to save the people and reestablish God's order? Could he be their king? So they lined the streets of Jerusalem that day, celebrating and awaiting his entrance. And as he came into the city, they waved palm branches and laid down their garments. Mark 11:9 says, "Those who went ahead of him and those who followed shouted, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" And there was just this great wave of hope that entered the city that day. And that great hope was that God had sent them a king. And this is what we celebrate on Palm Sunday. We celebrate that God did, in fact, send Israel a king. And he was much more than just a king for Israel, but he was the king for humanity. We've been talking in this series, "All Hail King Jesus." How many enjoyed that new song today? We've been talking "All Hail King Jesus," and today I want to talk about laying down what's in your hand. Just say with me real quick, lay down what's in your hand. Let me set the stage for you and paint a little picture. In Matthew 21:8, it says, "A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the tree and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, 'Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in highest heaven.'" Can you imagine Jerusalem full of people, like jam-packed, much more than was usually in the city? And they're full of excitement. They're waving these palm branches. They're laying down garments and palm branches in the street for Jesus and his donkey to cross over. You know that laying something down is a form of surrender. I can't lay anything down unless I first surrender it. It may be temporarily or it may be permanently, but I'm laying something down. I'm surrendering that. I'm giving it up willingly. So there was this crowd of people willing to lay down their garments, to lay down their palm branches in the street in honor of this man as one who could possibly become their king. This is the honor for a king. Laying down what's in my hand. I honor God by laying down what's in my hand. Just as 2,000 years ago, they laid down palm branches, they laid down their garments. I don't know who would have to walk down the street for you to feel that you could take off your jacket that's on and put it down in the street, in the dirt, for them to walk over. It'd have to be somebody pretty important, right? So laying the thing down that we have in our hand, no matter how precious it is, that is the honor that we give a king. Surrender. Surrender is the honor that we give the king. We can't really truly honor the king without surrender. We have to understand how to surrender things if we're going to put him as a king in our life. You can't come to the king and still hold on to different aspects of your life. If you want to truly come to the king, you have to be willing to lay down what's in your hand. Look at somebody, say, you got to be willing to lay some stuff down. And that's exactly what they were doing. You can't come to the king and hold on to your will. You can't come to the king and lay down your ideas. The concept of surrendering to the king is I'm laying down these things that I hold dear. These things that I hold precious, I'm now willing to lay down because I honor Jesus as king. We have to be willing to surrender. We have to be willing to surrender our pride, our ambition, our ideas, our priorities at the feet of King Jesus. It's the only way to truly accept him as king. This is what it means to have him as your king. Again, we're not talking about just the king of the universe. We know that he is king of kings, but we're talking about him personally being my king, him being your king. Are you willing to surrender? We ask ourselves, am I willing to lay down my life? Am I willing to lay down areas that are valuable to me? Am I willing to lay down my will? Jesus is the king of the universe, but is he your king? Has it become personal? Most of us here have accepted Jesus as Savior, but it's a different thing to accept him as king. Because that's meaning I am willing to surrender my will. I'm not just looking for a lifeguard to jump in and save my life. I'm willing to honor you with my life. So this is a question. Have you accepted him as king? True surrender is more than a spectacle. It's a posture of the heart. In this vast crowd of people in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago, they celebrated, man, it was a powerful celebrating. They were shouting, they were singing, they were waving palm branches. But true surrender is more than a spectacle. True surrender is more than words. True surrender is more than songs. True surrender is about what happens in your heart. True surrender is about how your behavior changes. Jesus said in John 14, 15, if you love me, obey my commands. In essence, Jesus is saying, if you love me, let me see it in your actions. Let me see it in your life. Let me see it in surrender. It's not just about putting on a big show when everyone is watching. That's what happened on Palm Sunday. It was a big show. Everybody was watching each other. Hey, this is the guy. I think this is the guy. You think it's the guy with the... It's about what you do when no one's watching. Do you surrender by following his commands? You can't truly follow Jesus without surrender. Some people, I think, in our society, they think they can have Jesus, but not truly surrender. They think they can be a Christian and not fully surrender. This is difficult stuff. Jesus said, pick up your cross and follow me. Jesus didn't make it easy. He said, I am going to give you the best. I'm going to give you the finest. I'm going to give you life more abundantly. I'm going to give you eternal life. I'm going to give you things beyond your imagination, but it's not going to be easy. Jesus never promised us that it's going to be easy. And so we have to understand surrender. It's not easy, but it's required. Jesus wants to be personally involved in our lives. See, God is not looking for a show. He's looking for surrender. He's not looking for a show. He's looking for surrender. It's not enough for him to just be Savior. He wants to be King. If you really want to understand salvation, you must understand surrender. You can't have salvation without surrender. You can't have salvation without surrender. You say, wow, Pastor, that is a tough word, but it's a true word. And it's what Jesus taught us, right? So many times things get watered down. You watch YouTube videos, people preaching on stuff, some feel-good sermons. Listen, Jesus preached some hard stuff sometimes, right? You can't have salvation without surrender. The whole concept of salvation doesn't work without true surrender. I have to come to myself and say that what I'm doing is not working. Right? This is what repentance is. I'm coming to myself. I'm realizing what I'm doing is not working. I need to do it God's way. And so this is the nature of surrender. There is no salvation without surrender. The action of repentance is surrendering what you've been doing. When I repent, I'm surrendering what I've been doing and saying, God, I want to do what you want me to do. Romans 10:13 says, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. What's implied here is when you're calling for salvation, you're surrendering what you're currently doing. When I'm calling on the name of the Lord to be saved, I'm surrendering what I'm presently doing. So surrender is implied. When it's not explicit, it's implied. When it's not implied, it's explicit. Repentance and surrender are the entryway to salvation. Salvation is free, but surrender is necessary. If you want Jesus to be your king, you must repent. You must surrender. What ministry preceded the ministry of Christ? It was the ministry of John the Baptist. It's this crazy man coming out of the wilderness. They described him as a wild man, a voice crying in the wilderness, right? Prepare the way of the Lord. Repent. Prepare the way of the Lord. So what came before Christ? Repentance. Matthew 3:2, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. So the kingdom of God is available for those willing to do what? Repent. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Basically, John the Baptist wanted us to know, Jesus wanted us to know, that we needed to repent to gain access to the kingdom of heaven. God wants us to be in the kingdom of heaven. How many know God wants you to be in heaven? So he's telling you this is the access point, repentance and surrender. The kingdom of God is available for those that are willing to surrender what they're doing. Surrender to the king. John 5:19. So Jesus explained, I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He does only what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son also does. So Jesus said, I am completely surrendered to God's plan. I don't do anything that God doesn't first show me. God's going to reveal to me the marching orders. He's going to reveal to me what I need to do next. I don't do anything that I don't see God first showing me that I need to do. Does that sound like surrender? He had surrendered his strategy for ministry. He had surrendered how he was going to do ministry. He was surrendered how he was going to touch people and help people. He surrendered all that to God's plan. Completely surrendered. Luke 22:42 says, Father, if you're willing, this is the prayer that Jesus prayed before he went to the cross. Father, if you're willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet, I want your will to be done, not mine. So not my will, but your will. I surrender my will to you. I surrender my desires to you. I surrender my thoughts, my agenda, my intentions. I surrender them to you. This is big. And watch this. The more we surrender, the more we are empowered to do great things. Jesus could not have done what he did on the cross without being surrendered to God the Father. So the more we surrender, the more we are empowered. I don't know about you, but I don't want to go through life being powerless or having not enough power to accomplish the purpose that God has given me. So I need to, you need to, we need to surrender more that we are more empowered to do great things. I don't know about you, but I get excited to be able to do great things for God and do great things in the kingdom. So what I have to continue to learn, what we have to continue to learn is how to surrender more so that we become more empowered. If we want to do great things in our life, we have to learn to surrender. Surrender is the access point. Surrender is the true key to being great. Not my will, but your will be done. Not my plan, but your plan. I'm going to trust your plans. I know that you have good plans, plans to prosper me, not to harm me, to give me hope in a future. So, God, I'm going to surrender my plans, my thoughts, my priorities to you, and I'm going to do it your way. When we surrender to him, he empowers us to do great things. Let's pray together. God, I thank you, Father, that you are speaking to our hearts. You are moving us in this season, and you've placed a path before us. But God, we have to surrender so that we can see your plan, so that we can follow your plan, so that we can be obedient to your plan. And God, sometimes that's not easy. We have feelings and emotions and things. We're pulled in all kinds of different directions. Sometimes it's hard to surrender. But God, give us a heart to surrender to the true King. Not to surrender to emotions that we have or surrender to the temptations that are around us. Sometimes we do that. But God, we don't want to surrender to that. We want to surrender to your will. Surrender to your way. We want to surrender to the King. There is only one way to have relationship in its full capacity with the King, and that is to surrender. God, teach us that. And as heads are bowed and eyes are closed, maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with Jesus. I don't think that I have really ever surrendered to him, but I want to. Or maybe you say, Pastor, I hear what you're saying, and God's really touching my heart about surrender. I really feel that I have not been surrendered the way that I need to be. If that's you and you want to rededicate yourself to him, just slip up your hand. Let me pray with you today. Amen. Amen. If you lifted up your hand, I want you to pray this prayer with me. And everybody that agrees with this prayer, you can say this. Jesus, thank you for the sacrifice that you made for me. You surrendered your life on the cross to forgive my sins and give me a pathway to heaven. I'm sorry for the times that I have missed it and sinned and fallen short. Jesus, forgive me. Apply your perfect work that you did on the cross for my life. Give me a clean start today. I surrender all. I want to do it your way. I don't want to do it my way. I can see that is not working. Teach me to walk in your footsteps and to follow your lead. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.